hype like a fat rat. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. How are you this week on this middle of the week show, Tiff?
I'm feeling great. I was a little bit shocked because I didn't get to hear the opening.
Yeah, right. Because you know it's with the tunes. You know, it's so different now. You know, I say Fans of Patrol about 15,000 times. So you know, no need to repeating it again.
Nope. They know. Everyone knows.
Right, man. So in a few days, Tiff. God damn it. Intense music. There we go. In a few days, we have show 300. Damn it. Yes. Oh, I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited.
And I am very obnoxious on it, so you can really enjoy it.
Oh, my God. That's the way it's supposed to be. You know, we got help from my friend Liza Rafael coming to help us out. And I'm just stoked, man. 300 episodes, man. Over 5 years, man. And I'm going to say over 5 years because when we first started, we were doing shows like every other week and stuff like that. So
yeah,
maybe like the first 30 shows were like every other week. And so, you know, we had our friends from the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network say, hey, what are you guys doing? You know, they were ready to help, you know. We decided to do something different. So tune in to see, you know, all the zaniness that is. That's going to be a good thing, man. So this week, man, what are we doing? We decided to school me.
Yes.
Because I've never seen Shaun of the Dead. So that's the big daddy for this week, Shaun of the Dead. I was Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Kate Ashford, woo, Lucy Davis, Dylan Moran. Ooh, and the list just keeps going. I'm missing so many. There's so many people in this damn movie. I mean, that's one thing.
There's lots of cameos in Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg films. They like to get their comedian friends in there. You'll never get them all listed.
Yeah. So, you know, we're supposed to do that other one, Hot Fuzz. So we'll get to that eventually, you know.
So, I prefer Hot Fuzz.
Really? So that there we go. We're gonna have to do it then. I prefer zombies. So I think, you know, I was the one that made a choice between the two. I was like, oh, I'll do this one, you know, because of zombies. And so that's what we're doing this week, man. Comedy horror. Let's say, look at the synopsis. It says a man, uneventful life is disrupted by the zombie apocalypse. There you go, right? 2004, rated R, hour and 39 minutes, man. So that's what we got going on this week. So, man, before we get started, heavy duty, it's time for one. All right,
my one word, I'm going to go British with it. So I'm going to say it's cheeky.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny. It's like winky.
I know what silly. Cheeky means. I know. Cheeky. That's pretty good. Now I feel like I'm lost in the sauce because you did something special. My word is going to be entertaining.
Okay.
And so
a standard good word.
A standard good word. I'm late to the party with this. But I have to tell you, though, you know, yes, I enjoyed this, but I have to tell you, it's some stuff about this that I was sitting here screaming at the TV about, but we gonna get into it. And I was like, well, I'm so glad I'm not about to be a prude like I was with the Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride.
And I'm listen, y'all, it wasn't my fault. I ate a bunch of food before we recorded. It was so hard for me to get motivated.
Did you get any flack for that?
No, I didn't, but I could just tell that, you know, we that was a really high rated episode. Like, people came from far and near to hear, and I blew it. You know, they were probably like, this guy sucks. I'm out of here. Oh, man. So we got a very young Simon Pegg here, man.
Yeah, baby Pegg.
We got a baby Pegg and a baby Frost. And so this is when they were hot. I mean, not that they're not unhot, but this was like, you know, was this the sophomore? Hot Fuzz was first, and then this came second?
No, it's Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and At World's End.
Okay. I haven't seen At World's End either, but, you know.
It's not as good as these other two. That's okay. We'll talk about all that later.
Okay. All right. So, let's get it on, man. So, before we get started, let's hit them spoilers, and let's do our duties. So, man, zombie movie, man.
Yes.
I, first of all, I like British shit, too.
Yeah.
I know you do too. You like it more than me. You're yes. You're a bigger British fan. I like the streets and, you know, the flats and all that shit. You know, it's quaint to me. It seems like Great Britain is a whimsical place, man. You know,
it seems like very, like, quaint and fun, and like it's so different than here.
Yeah, nobody ever gets shot. You know, only thing you got to worry about is a little stabby every once in a while. You know.
About it. I'm sure that they are probably all not enthused by that, but yes.
I'll take a little stabby to the little bang bang tip. I just let you know. We got bombs here, they got bombs there, but you know, I'll take a little stabby. I could still fight you with a knife, you know.
Sure.
So man, we have an opening here with the most mundane characters in the history of mundane characters, Tiff. How does this thing start, man?
So it's just a day in the life of this guy, right? Well, actually, he gets dumped by his girlfriend, right? They're drinking at a pub.
Oh, yeah. The pub where they go all the time. These are the most, you want to say cliche, but they're worse than cliche because it's like this is all they got. They're like the Beavis and Buttheads of hanging out in this bar and living this life.
They're boring.
Woo, boy, they're already boring. So the girlfriend, she's not down with this. So, you know, the girlfriend is in there, who is Liz, and she's trying to talk with our hero, Sean. You know, look, Sean, this is bullshit. And the whole time she has these wing people sitting over there like, yeah, do it. You got to make them do better. And the guy is worse than the girl, you know. The guy is like really like, yeah, this is bullshit. You know, here we are again. This is our life. And I'm sitting there like, wow, they putting a lot of pressure on this dude. Because, like, our guy Sean, he is like just, he is a typical, ordinary, average guy, right? He don't have no ambition.
Just a dude.
He's just a dude. And they're expecting too much from him. I feel the pressure, Tiff. And then you have his best buddy. Her biggest problem, and if it wasn't for, in my opinion, Ed, played by Nick Frost, she probably wouldn't have a problem. Because Ed is so domineering. He's so rude. He's so unthoughtful. He's that loser friend that we all had one time in our life, Tiff. I had one. I'm sure you had one. Everybody had one. One of them people you just got to shake off. You know?
Yeah, it gets him into hijinks.
Oh, my God. So, and just his behavior in that bar, you know, he's like throwing the darts, he's talking shit. You know, he's that guy that'll call a woman a bitch and don't even realize that he offender. You know, that's Ed. You know, he just goes, and nobody likes him except for Sean. and Sean's not feeling it. He's still trying to hold on to girlfriend and best friend, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens a lot, right? This is a very common trope in movies, like or even in real life. You sometimes date someone and then you kind of drift away from your friends, or vice versa. Like, your girlfriend's like, you're not spending enough time with me.
Now, we all know this movie's about zombies, Tiff, right?
Yes.
But Edgar Wright, the genius that he is, and I will say he's a genius, he has a way of making this boring, but so boring, on purposely boring, that it's kind of intense. Because we follow Sean through his normal day life, and we're actually learning a lot about Sean.
Yeah.
You know, he has this douchebag roommate. and the douchebag roommate is not that big of a douchebag. He's just tired of his punk-ass friend, Ed, who live in there for free. You know, I'm sorry, Tiff.
Yeah,
this movie brought so much many memories. We all went to, those of us who went to college, had that friend that just stayed. You know, I had a roommate who brought his friends in and his girlfriend, and they were living there for free. I'm paying my half of the rent, and I'm dealing with two other people living there, three other people, my roommate and his best friend and his girlfriend, and they just won't pay rent. They always there, and they take all your shit. You know, I was sitting there, like, having PTSD. I was like, oh. I mean, have you ever had to deal with something like that, Tiff?
Yeah, I've probably been that person.
Oh, no. Would you were Nick Frost?
Yeah.
You were Ed? Yes. Oh no. So, you know, Ed is just everywhere, and I think the director does a fantastic job at making you bored but entertained at the same way. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, so it's like, it's fun because it's like, this is, it's painting out average, and it's just kind of making the statement that, like, we're all already zombies, right?
Yes. Like,
we go to work, we go home, we go to the pub, we do this. But also, like, I think it makes a good, like, it's just fun, because it's funny because you're like, oh, I've been demeaned by, like, an underage employee. I've been, like, embarrassed because somebody called me at work.
You know, what's funny is that there is so mundane that later on in the movie when the zombies start showing up, nobody notices them because everything just kind of moves in its own flow the whole time. And nobody ever even bothers to look up and see what's happening.
Well, so like there's, when you watch the movie, we see the scene where Sean goes to work and he has this routine where he like walks out and there's a guy washing his car and there's a guy taking a jog. And then he goes to the gas station, the convenience store, whatever you call those over there. And he does the same thing after the zombie apocalypse has happened, but like everything's the same but different, right?
Yeah, he walks out and the guy washing the car is like laying on the side of the road and the car is destroyed and there's zombies walking down the street in the middle of the street, but he doesn't even notice that they're in the middle of the street. And he goes into the store. The store owner is a zombie and he doesn't realize that he's a zombie. He leaves his money. He's even talking to him. His life is so pre-programmed that he doesn't even notice. And I love that about Edgar Wright in this thing. I'm like, that is genius, man. It's beautiful because, you know, you're sitting there like, oh, God. Oh, God. You know, and they're the slow zombies. So
yes.
We don't have to worry about nobody, you know, tackling you at 100 miles per hour, you know, knocking you down and gnawing on you and stuff. So I like that. It's the zombies like original George Romero zombies that you're in trouble when it's 500 of them out there. You know, as long as it's like 10 or 11, you can just walk around them, you know, so.
Right. And also, so like when he goes to the store, Ed wants a cornetto, which I guess over here we call them drumsticks.
Yeah.
So this series of movies, I think has been called, it's called lots of different things, but one of the things is called the Cornetto Trilogy. Because in every movie, they eat Cornettos.
Oh, it's like Sam Raimi's car in all his movies, that damn Buick Oldsmobile. I get it.
Right, or they call it the Blood and Ice Cream Trilogy. So yeah, so that's one of the things. So he goes to the store, he comes back, and he's like, and this is probably like one of my favorite scenes, but it's very subtly funny.
The douchebag upstairs?
No. Oh no, because he's upstairs, they don't know, that's later. But like, he comes home and he sits on the couch and Ed's underneath the curtain and he's like, there's a girl in the garden.
Yeah.
And so they go out there and they're like, oh, she's drunk.
You know, before you go into that real deep, I think that an award should be given to the douchebag roommate for cussing Ed out through Sean. Just talking about what a loser Ed was the night before when he was sick. I just thought it was epic.
Yes.
You know, he was like, this fucking guy, I'm so sick of, you know what I'm saying? It was so good. But then, I digress. Right, there's a girl out there. And this becomes a whole thing, Tiff. You know, with them out there fooling around with this girl because they thought that she was just high at first until she turns around.
And then when he, like, he's got his little camera and he's taking pictures. they think they accidentally kill her.
For a second, right, because she backs up.
Because they push her.
Right. And then she sits.
And that's when they realize.
On a pole and stuff. And it's like, you know, once that happened, I was like, thank you. Okay, so because you had to wait for the two characters to be self-realized, you know, and to know that, okay, we're in trouble, you know, because our hero was in such a haze because the girlfriend broke up with him and then they spent the whole night, you know, partying and doing DJ shit with the tie around his head. That was pretty good. At this point, I'm digging Ed, I'm digging Sean, I'm digging the douchebag roommate because he curses at them epically and I like that shit, you know.
Yeah.
And the girl dies and now, poof, now they realize, hey, it's a goddamn problem happening, you know, and that's when things start changing at this point. That's when they started making the plans. That's when they realized that this thing is bigger than just this because they finally pay attention to the news, which has been telling them for 2 days that shit is happening. You need to get your shit together. Go ahead, Tim.
Right. So, like, there's another zombie in the garden. There's the famous, very famous record scene where they are choosing which records to throw.
My favorite.
At the zombies. But then they go back inside and then they
hold up, Tim. Thing. Hold up, oh. Tim. When he said bat dance, he was like, wait a minute. No, go ahead. I died. I was like, yeah, get rid of that goddamn song. We don't even know why we liked bat dance back in the day. Go ahead.
So they go back inside and one of the best parts of kind of Edgar Wright does these really interesting things in movies. And one of the things that he did, is they formulate a plan, but they keep changing the plan, but he shows each variation of the plan.
I really like that.
That happens. And it is a very interesting cinematic choice.
So the plan is, look, I got to go rescue my mama, you know, from the douchebag, stepfather.
Yes. And Philip.
And not only that, I have to go get Liz, and they had the one scenario where they're going to drink tea in her front living room and ride it out, and then they were going to drink tea at their apartment and ride it out, and then, like, morons, they say, we're going to go to the pub, and I'm sitting there thinking, I remember that pub. It was just, it's a pub. It has big old windows. It's huge. There's nothing there, but they're concentrating on the fact that it's a Winchester rifle that's supposed to allegedly actually work, because in Great Britain, you know, you go to jail for 1 billion years for having a working gun there.
Right.
But that's the plan. So, right, they go through this scenario, and they show them all out. And it's really, it's a pretty delightful thing. I like how he does that. And so this is where shit gets complicated for me and my brain, Tiff. Because
okay.
When they decide on a plan, they're going to go to the pub. So they're gonna go. What do they get? They get mom, and then they get Liz, or they get Liz and they get mom.
They get mom, and then they get Liz.
Okay, so they go get mom, right? And this is where I decide I hate the shit out of Ed.
Go on.
He gets on my nerves so bad. You can't do shit right. And then what bothered me about Sean is, like, you know, when he went in the house and he's talking about, I'll stay right here. I'm like, man, it's a zombie apocalypse. And you got this bumbling idiot out there fooling around about to do something stupid. You know, and that, it bothered me so bad. He bothered me so bad. Almost like he was a real person that I knew. I wanted to slap the shit out of Ed. I know Ed is your boy.
Oh, actually, the only reason I really like Ed in this film is because it's just so weird. In Hot Fuzz, Nick Frost plays kind of he's a very lovable character.
Ah.
That you really, really like.
Oh, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it.
So, like, it's hard for me to, like, look back and be like, oh, that's not the same guy, because it isn't. But yes, he's very annoying, and he's supposed to be kind of annoying.
And he's supposed to be. It's not like, right, he's not doing something as an actor that's bad or nothing like that.
Right.
He's actually doing what he's supposed to do, but I just wanted to choke the shit out of him. I can't stand people who just mess up a plan, Tiff. I can't stand.
I can see that. I can see how Mr. Button all the way at the top cannot stand for a place.
I'm just like, I just want to choke his ass. You know? Kill him and leave him there. You know, I'm going to do the Shane like a Walking Dead. I'm going to kill Otis and leave him there so zombies can feed on him. So he, you know, they go and the stepfather comes out, and the mom, the stepfather is already dying. They get the mom and then they go over Liz. So far the plan is working, Tiff. You know? And
yeah.
They go there.
They take the Jaguar.
Yeah, they take the Jaguar, which Ed just had a hard on to drive. You know, his whole plan was to do that. And I'm sitting there like, I want to slap the shit out of him. Anyway, they should have took two cars. Anyway. So they get over to the girlfriend's house. They can't get in. You know, there's some little, you know, zombie action going on. They thought he was going to climb up to the top, but it was kind of funny when he couldn't. And then he gets upstairs. And then he has to convince the girlfriend to come with him with her two roommates. And are they roommates or is it just one roommate?
Yes, I think they're all roommates.
And they, you know, and they're going against them. I have to tell you, Tiff, they seem pretty safe up in that apartment.
Yes, that is the one part of this plan that, like, when you get to the apartment, when you be like, actually,
this is pretty fucking safe. I mean, they got some food. You know, the zombies don't really have fine motor skills. It's not like they're gonna climb up there or come up the stairs. I thought they should have stayed there. You know, because what did the bar have other than booze? You know,
Yes, Ed, the reason that they leave is because Ed wants a place he can smoke.
Right. So they end up to getting the girlfriend and, you know, to do some more zombie action, and they head toward the pub. Now, I like when the car gets wrecked and stuff and they start trekking, you know, and this is funny because, you know, the part when they end up leaving the mom and she's like fighting for her life and don't even realize it because because the ex-husband, the husband turns into a zombie and they're like trekking through, and she almost gets killed by a couple of zombies. And then when they run into their doppelgangers, that was very interesting, man. I mean, what do you think about, what are you at with this?
It's a great comedic joke. And I love that, like, those are all also people who are kind of famous, as we like kind of discussed off the air. One of them is Martin Freeman.
I didn't even notice that was Martin Freeman. That's amazing.
But it's also like, so the girlfriend of the friend, so Diane, the other girl.
Yes.
They are both from the British version of The Office.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like, there's just a bunch of, like I said, very famous British comedians in this movie.
It was very funny. You know, I was sitting there and it was almost like Zombieland, you know, too. It was like, you know, it was total opposites. And I'm like, I'm thinking the whole time, y'all should probably go with her because she really seemed like she knows what she's doing. But they're going to the pub, and it's so funny because they're like, oh, okay, you know. So they part ways, and they go. So they get to the pub, Tip.
Yes, they imitate zombies.
Zombies galore outside that sucker. And you knew with these bumbling idiots that no way in the world they want to get in there unscathed, you know. They're acting like zombies. Mama's flipping out. It's amazing to me, you know, I would almost say that, like, you know, mom kind of is like, almost like, what is she, Alzheimer's? But then I have to think about my own mother, and that would be my mama. That's how she's just like, oh, everything's okay. You know, I'm like, wow. So they get there, and boy, oh boy, if your boy don't mess up the whole thing, Tef, and almost got everybody murdered, man.
Yes.
David. You know,
he just breaks the window with a trash can.
Oh my God. So then your boy Sean, he turns into Captain America, Tiff. Oh my goodness. You know, he does his little razzle dazzle. He has all the zombies follow him. He actually allows everybody to live. They go inside the pub and then he comes around and back. I was like, God damn, that was pretty cool. Look, Sean is finding himself in a zombie apocalypse and all the while running around with that red tie on his head.
Yes.
So he gets in there, man, and the whole time you got this thing with David, he's trying his best to salt Sean up, man. I mean, I didn't see it coming exactly that way because I was concentrating because Ed, I think Ed was bothering me. Did you see the direction he was going, you know, toward Liz that whole time?
So it's, yes, I think so. The first time I watched it, I did, but it's kind of hard for me to remember because I've seen it a couple times. So now obviously I know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like, yeah, he's trying to get Sean's woman.
Yeah. So where are we at now?
So they realize that they're like, so he kind of sees like from the back that like zombies are back there. Zombies are in the front, but then they realize that Barbara, the mom, she reveals that she's been bitten. So she's churning and they make Sean kill her.
Yeah, that was rough, man. You know, they tried to keep it as light as possible, but I was like, that's your mom, you know?
I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, man, I'm sitting there like, that's my, you know, obviously, if you're sitting there watching this, you're like, oh, kill a bitch, you know, it's over. But I'm sitting there like, if that's my mama, oh, man, I might just wait for her to turn and then kill her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I could. You know, I fell for Sean.
Well, I feel like somebody else should have done it.
Yes, but they did that whole big thing, and your boy David exasperated the whole thing. Is that a word they use in this movie? Like, they say that it exasperates everything.
Exacerbate, yeah.
He was like, what does that mean? It was so stupid. You make everything worse. And so, right, mom had to go, you know. David was such an asshole, especially once they found the gun. You know.
Yes,
You know, oh my God. And don't let me get started on the gun. You know, but God damn. It was so funny for them to, like, that whole thing, that whole trope with, you know, British people don't have guns, and if they got a gun, they wouldn't know what the hell to do with a gun, because he shot all those rounds. And like, hit, but maybe
didn't hit anybody. Yeah,
maybe
like one
three
person.
People out of like 90, you know. Oh my goodness. And so the gun was useless, and the zombies was coming in, Tiff, you know.
Yeah. This is when stuff like, so there's a kind of like a lull maybe in the middle of the movie where things are a little slower, but right about this time it picks up real fast because people start dying very quickly.
Ooh, man. And I guess because David was such an ass when they, you know, came up, like when the girlfriend was like, I know you liked her, I just tried. You know, when it came out, his whole thing was trying to get with his woman, even though he had a woman who was a good looking woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when his ass got grabbed into the zombies, nobody gave a shit. You know, it was like, yeah, it's violent, and he got it the worst than everybody. You know, it was like, ooh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, that was pretty. I mean, like, it looked realistic enough, but like, I was like, it's pretty gross.
Yeah, that's where that R rating was completely earned, if not only by that one scene, right? You know, they tear him apart. And how does Liz, I mean, not Liz, how, the girlfriend, what's her name?
She runs out after him to try to help him.
Yeah, nerd. That was crazy. What the?
Yeah, fuck? You wouldn't. No, right. Don't do that.
Right. Get out of here. See you later, chief. You know? So, you know, so the zombies are coming in. They set the fire. And they, next thing, I was surprised to see them get a hold of Ed. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I thought at the end of the movie it would be Ed and Sean, you know, the whole, you know, all the way through. I thought even the girlfriend was going to get it. But they end up biting up on Ed, and it's Sean and the girlfriend, right? They run into that trap door, and
they take Ed with them down into the cellar.
I thought they went down there first, and then he came down after them, and they was like looking at him like, God damn.
Oh, yes.
I was surprised that he was alive, and they were surprised that he was alive, and you know he's going to turn, but you know, they're trying to get out. They can't get out. They can't figure it out. And then they finally figure out that Lyft was going to take them out. But Ed's like, you know, he's like, come on, Ed, come on. And then Ed finally said, I'm going to do something unselfish and stop being a douchebag.
Yes, he stays with the rifle. It was to get devoured by the zombies.
Stays with the rifle. And they pop out on the other side. And so they're doomed, Tiff, is the way I'm looking at it. I'm like, it's no fucking way. You know, they're going to come out of it on the other side and everything's going to be okay. You know. And they pop up, and I was so surprised. I did not expect the 28 days later scene to happen with the with the army showing up, just murdering everybody, and the lady from the other team, you know, showing up with them. You know, I was really surprised. I mean, did that surprise you or no? Did you see?
Yes, I remember being surprised, like because they do that thing where like it looks like they're gonna shoot one or do whatever, but then they all go down because like the army shows up out of the mist and then gets them all and they're safe.
I was surprised the army didn't shoot them, you know,
because they would in a containment situation. You would kill every suspected, like you would just kill everyone.
Yeah,
in
just
the area,
throw down a blanket. You know, oh, everybody's gone, we're good, you know. But yeah, they were shooting around Liz and, you know, Sean at that time. And so they make it, Tiff.
Yes, it's a happy ending.
I was surprised with the happy ending because the zombie, it was like World War Z. There was no cure to the zombie apocalypse, kind of like the way shit is kind of now, Tiff. God damn. But, you know, they, you know, did the time jump.
And yes, 6 months later.
Liz and Sean are happy living in plush pillows and fairy tales and rainbows. And Sean's happy with it, man. You know, his boy actually was holding him back. But they're still zombies. You know, they're having the zombie races and all this other stuff. And it's a trip. And so I think that's pretty much it, the end of the movie, too.
Yes, they keep, except for he keeps Ed in the backyard.
Yeah, he goes out to play video games. And Ed tries to bite him, and he hits him in the head. I thought that was with the controller. I was like, and then he picks up the controller and starts playing. So he kind of has his cake and eating it too, you know. So, you know, Ed got on my nerves so bad.
Yes,
but I dug the shit out of the movie. I did. I really liked it. I really, really liked it. You know, it wasn't. I wasn't sitting there like, I don't see why people like this bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
I really dug it. So it's a good choice, Tiff. I should have been saw this a long time ago. I probably would have enjoyed it even more back in the day when it came out. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I don't think I was into the British people. Forgive me, Gaz. But no, you know, and so I really like, you know, British shows now, you know. So I thought this was great. This is a great choice, Tiff.
All right.
All right. So, man, that's going to do it for our lockdown edition. You got to tune in to our show 300. And next week, we got more lockdown coming, man. It might be lockdown and it might be Patreon. It depends on how fast I work, y'all. Listen, we've been doing this shit for free for 5 years, y'all. We're not going to do Fans of Patrol. That will be free. But we are actively moving to move a lockdown to Patreon. Only to pay for, you know, the price of what we're doing. Y'all don't realize we got a website, costs money. We got a what? We got this podcast, costs money. The equipment costs, all this shit costs money. I've never complained about this shit. But it'd be nice. But guess what else we got coming on? T-shirts. They coming, y'all. Trust me. They coming. So we'll look out for those. So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. Lockdown edition. With me is my sensitive co-host, who's been here for about what, 3 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. Say goodbye to the people, Tip.
It's been a pleasure as always. Midweek pleasure.
Midweek. Thank you for getting that shit right. And until Sunday, man, we will be on patrol.